Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're still recording. I wonder if we'll be recording when you come back. Here's a song for you. A lovely song. A beautiful song. I hope you like the song. Song is a song. Song, song, song.
Hello, and welcome to the Cookbook Circle podcast. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Hannah.
And simply put, we review cookbooks. We take one book for each episode and both cook a couple of dishes, then discuss what we liked, more likely what we didn't like, and give it a rating out of 5. Like all the best recipes, it's pretty simple.
And if you love what we do, we're now on Patreon. This means if you'd like to support us, your subscription will help cover the podcast costs from the books themselves, the ingredients of what we cook, and in return you'll get some fun stuff. To find out more, visit our website, thecookbookcircle.com, or you can find the link in our show notes. Thanks, friends. Now for the podcast.
Hello, Victoria. We planned it today, guys. We planned who to say hello, and I feel very smug about it.
We're finishing on a high. No biggie.
No, I said hello, I think.
Wow, dad joke. Why is it called a dad joke? Anyway. Inequality.
Inequality.
Women make just as shit jokes as men.
Yeah, by the time you're a mom, like, it's like, there's no joking. Everything is very serious.
No. Sure, sure is. Anyway, we're here.
We are here. Finally. Finale.
Recap.
Recap. We've come to the end of the road.
Oh, I thought it was the line.
Spent too much time on the tube.
Anyway, we are going to run through the season, the best bits, the worst bits, the awards.
All the books, everything of season 2 of the Cookbook Circle.
So our theme for season 2 was, I can't even really remember what our original wording for was this because we've butchered it so many times. Inspiring female chefs?
I think it was contemporary female chefs.
A contemporary female.
And by I think, okay. I mean, I know because I went back and listened to exactly what our wording was.
Oh, someone's done their homework.
Well, yeah, after seeing on our Instagram that we put honk if you are international woman who write a book.
That was the mirror soda episode, wasn't it?
We've been honking all season.
Honking those women. Well, it was just that so many of the suggestions from readers coming through were female chefs, right? Well, I think we've had a very female heavy listenership as well, which we love. It's just women championing women, you know, at the end of the day.
We love
mushrooms. I don't know what I'm talking about, lads.
I think that there should be more women champagneing women.
Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
Little Fallout Boy reference there.
Yeah, you're welcome. Vic and I both have like indie youths that we like to hark back to occasionally. Listen,
Youth.
Yeah, I'm still in it. I went to see Fall Out Boy like 2 years ago, and I maybe will go again this year. I love them. They're my fave. I'm a perpetual emo kid.
We have both have those photos of like having the like deep heavy side fringe and loads of eyeliner, maybe like a neon hairband or something, and we're proud of it. I still maintain that I want to have an indie sleaze house party at one point in my life.
But I have an indie sleaze house party every day, just in my ears. That's all that gets suggested to me on Spotify is anyway this is not This is not what we came to talk about. What if any of the indie bands that we love from our youth have written a cookbook? Alex James, I suppose, has a cookbook. Does he? I don't know. He has a book about cheese, surely.
Yeah, and Kyle Barrett from the Libertines runs that cafe in Margate, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
Yeah, with Gizzy Erskine. But then she pulled out. Mm. Yeah, I saw they were advertising for someone the other day to work front of house, and I thought, maybe I will do that. Maybe I'll move to Margate and work for the Libertines in a cafe. All of my like teenage dreams combined.
Yeah, I thought you should.
Anyway, we very much digress. What are we going to talk about today?
We're
going to
talk about the books that we covered this season. And we're going to just recap them. What did we like? What didn't we like? Yeah, what are our faves? What disappointed us?
We're not just angry, just disappointed.
I'm not angry. There was no Jamie Oliver this season, and so I am not angry.
There's lots of mentions of him. He lives on. The ghost of Jamie persists.
Ghost.
Sorry, he's still alive.
He's got a new show, everyone. Can you believe it? It's about £1 cooking.
£1 or £1?
Pound.
Oh, that would be the next one. £1, £1.
Yeah. £1, £1. And he doesn't even do these he does them, but like I feel like his kids mostly cook in these fucking shows now. Anyway, why are we talking about Jamie Oliver?
You're obsessed with him.
I am. Jamie, I love you.
Right. Should we run through what we covered this season? Recap.
Okay. Recap. Mm-hmm. First book that we did was East by Mira Soda. What a book that was to start with.
That was a really strong start, actually. And I haven't come... Well, no, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but I'm just going to condense each of my rants from each of the episodes into 30 seconds. No, East was great. Yeah, loved
it. East was great. Second was Cook This Book by Marley Baz, our chief abbreviation officer.
We were quite brutal about that, which I somewhat regret, and we'll come back to that.
Mm-hmm. Third was our token tome for this season, In Praise of Veg by Alice Zaslavsky.
Yes, I pulled this out the other day to try and... I wish I'd looked at this more. I feel like this... I should have come back to this more. I'm going to leave it out and cook from it because there's a lot of stuff in there that I actually want to make. I've forgotten.
I have used it quite a lot. And not just for a microphone stand for our recordings because it's very big. it's great. Number four, episode four, was The Pastry Chef's Guide by Ravneet Gill.
Cute little book, that. Cordon Bleu in a book.
That was Hannah's little thing. You should get that on the front of it.
Yes. Ravneet, if you're listening, I'm available for book quotes. Not just like handwriting inside the cover, like I want my name on there.
Yeah.
Hannah, the cookbook circle.
Exactly. Also, she's blown up, hasn't she, in the course of this? I mean, she was quite famous. Not what? Actually.
Is she okay?
She's everywhere. She's across all medias. Everywhere I look.
She's across all of the media.
Every
she's
time.
In our ears, she's in front of our eyes.
She is. She's in the magazines. The magazines.
She is. Her star is really rising. I like to think we had a small role to play in that.
I think we had the biggest role, actually. You know, we are the ones holding her up.
You're welcome, Rav. You're welcome.
And she also has a really cute cat. Episode five was To Asia, From Asia, To Asia with Love. From Asia? To Asia.
To Asia.
By Hetty McKinnon.
Great. That's another one. I feel like East, that, and In Praise of Vig, I haven't come back to as much as I should have, and I need to get them out again. Get them out.
Our sixth episode was the infamous Alison Roman of Bon Appetit fame. I did Nothing Fancy and you did Dining In, her two books.
Yes.
And
we had feelings.
Yeah, we were not as impressed as we hoped to be.
Yeah, we got our first negs comment on that one, didn't we? I felt quite bad after that. But I was underwhelmed. I stand by my underwhelming.
Her Sweet Treat book is coming out next month, though, right? So
maybe we should come back to that, like the Reckoning. Reckoning episode.
Yes. Yeah, we should. I think
Judgment Day.
We'll get there. I actually was at Hannah's house recently. I can't remember your name then. And I looked through Dining In. I took some photos of some of the recipes, you know, and I thought they were, there wasn't as many as when I got OTK, the Ottolenghi one, out and took a load of pictures of that one, which because I don't have that book.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, anyway, Alison Roman. We'll come back. Well, that's a promise to you, dear listener. We will come back to Alison Roman in season three. And then the next one was Nadia Hussein with Nadia Bakes.
Another tricky one, wasn't it? That was a couple of rough episodes, but, you know, they didn't work. The recipes didn't work.
No.
It's a shame.
No. And we had a couple of comments on Instagram, didn't we, about that, saying that people felt the same as we did. Like, it felt not as well researched and tested as our other books. Yes. So that's a shame. But then, by episode 8...
We're back on a high.
We're back on a high with Mezcla by Isabel Fridge. We have feelings about Mezcla. We hope we convinced you on it. And then we went on to Rukmini Aya with her... I did the quick roasting tin. Hannah talked about India Express, her newest book.
Good everyday cooking in that. You know, I think, do we have, I don't know if we have this award. No, we don't. But if we had like an everyday book, you know, if you're looking for inspiration for everyday dinners, I think India Express would be the one. And maybe you'd say the same for the roast.
Yeah, definitely. And I need to come back to India Express a bit more, I think. I think I would like to cook from it because it's flavours that I like. And like you say, quick, easy stuff.
You love a one pan now, don't you?
Yeah.
Not sick of that at all.
No, not at all. Nitissima by Georgina Hayden.
Yes, that was
it. What a babe. She's also across all medias at the moment.
All of the media. Yeah, and rightly so. I think that book is genius. I think every vegan should have that in their arsenal. Have it in your arsenal, because...
Have it in your arsenal.
I was going to make a dirty joke.
Shove it in your arsenal.
No, you didn't. I held back.
Took me a while to get there, lads.
Very inventive cooking and, like, just such a good premise of a book. I think that's... It was genius.
Yeah. Also, not just vegans, just anybody. If you enjoy that kind of... Those flavours, those kind of Greek, Cypriot, you know, flavours and... get it, because you wouldn't even know it's vegan half the time.
No, exactly.
Because the flavors are so strong and lovely.
Yeah, those leeks, I've made those
strong and lovely. That's how I am described by many friends and colleagues.
You know that Vic, she's so strong and lovely. It sounds like a horse galloping in the field.
That's okay. Look at my mane. My headphone fell out when I flicked my head.
And kind of sounded like a knee. Your horse next up was Anna Jay, right?
Anna Jay. Anna Jones. Modern Way to Eat and One Pot Pan Planet.
That next, Jamie Oliver's next TV show. One Pot, One Pan. One Pan. That's another good everyday one, actually. A Modern Way to Eat. Healthy Dins.
I got feelings about Anna Jones.
Feelings.
And they're good.
Okay.
And I'll talk about it in a bit.
You really kept us hanging there.
You know, that's how I do. I'm strong, lovely, and like to keep you all on the edge of your seat. I got feelings. And I'll tell you about them later.
Claire Savitz.
And then, yes, our Bon Appetit alumni,
The third one.
Trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, was complete with Claire Saffitz, dessert person. What a fucking babe.
She is a babe. And so smart. Her and Ravneet, they're just pastry chef queens. Like, they know so much.
They're just pastry chefs. Like, yeah.
Would I ever? I spent my entire life savings to try and become one of these women. They're so smart and knowledgeable, and their tips are just great tips.
Two brilliant women with great tips.
Fucking anti-feminist in this. Sorry, not anti-feminist. Just not being very feminist.
Speak for yourself, man.
We just keep talking about women.
This, with less than a week since International Women's Day, and you
back to talking about their tips. Penultimate was
Olia Hercules.
Olia Hercules and Home Food.
With Home Food, which I cooked many, many mushrooms.
I got a lot of texts after this from friends who know me well, and they were like, I really enjoyed how you didn't really like that book, but you didn't want to say you didn't really like it. And it was, yeah, I guess that's fair, because we said it a lot in the episode, but I do really admire Olia, and I think she's great, but other recipes didn't really do it for me, so, but it was just killing me to say it, I just couldn't, even now I don't want it, I'd like to try another book of hers, I think.
Yes, me too. And then we rounded off with Diana Henry.
That was a good ending, actually.
It was a good beginning for us in the cookbook circle, and go back to listen to that if you haven't listened to it and why that we did Diana Henry. And it was a good ending to season two. What a list!
Yeah, it was really, really good. Was there anyone that we both kind of wanted to cover in the series but didn't get around to, or there were kind of contenders? I remember talking about Claudia Roden, but she...
Oh, yeah. I don't have any of her books.
No, me neither.
Would you believe?
I think she...
But I would definitely like to... Her most recent one about Mediterranean food, is it? Looks great. That got a lot of plaudits when it came out, didn't it?
Ruby Tandil was another contender for me.
Oh, yeah. She brought out this last year, Cook As You Are, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have that, but I'd love it. Cook and it's also an audiobook.
As you are. As you were.
And we have both read her first book.
Eat Up.
Yeah, you lent it to me and that's how I read it.
Did you read it all? I don't think I read it all. I kind of leafed.
Yeah, it's not very big.
No, long. But I'm not very smart.
She also does a lot of writing for Victuals, right? Our favourite online food magazine.
Yes.
With my number one bae, Jonathan Nunn. And she's just great.
She is.
She's got great tips as well.
her Instagram is lovely. She takes a great photo. She's quite moody and artsy, I think, yeah.
Yeah, she is moody. In a good way. Not like me.
I think Eat Up would be a fun one to do... as a little episode. I'll get back to it. Agree. Put my Mr. Men books aside and return to each other.
Also, on that same kind of note of like prose and recipe books, I think we've both recently talked a lot about Ella Risbridger, right?
Yes, you got me the book. Is it A Year in... Miracles?
A Year of Miracles. Yeah, her most recent one. Yeah. And she also has like Midnight Chicken.
Yeah, I think she would be a really good one to do actually as well. We can come back to these. The season of the contemporary, global, inspirational, amazing women is not over. It lives on.
It's never over.
This is just the dawn.
The dawn of global, contemporary, international, brilliant, lovely women.
Yeah. I'm sure there are lots more.
We talked about this. I'd like to do another Nadia. I'd like to do another book of hers. I'd like a redemption for Nadia Hussein.
Yeah. What did I say before? I didn't say the word redemption. I said the wrong word.
You did?
No, I think I said the wrong word.
I think you said it.
I think I said Judgment Day.
No, you didn't. You did. No, you didn't.
Under my breath.
If only this was being recorded and we could chat. Like, yeah, I'd like to do another Nadia one. And, oh yeah, like we said, Olia Hercules. Also, Sabrina Gayor, I forget how to say her surname. Oh, yeah. She did Persiana. She just put out Persiana every day. I have Persiana.
Can you say Persiana again?
And it's great. Persiana.
Yes, she would be another good one to do. There's just many. Can't think of any of them, but I'll just keep saying so many.
Yeah, like, yeah. So many women in the world. What was the book that most surprised you from this season? Either way, whether you were mostly disappointed or mostly impressed.
I think on the impressed side, it would be probably Nistissima by Georgina Hayden. Mm. Because I just wasn't exposed to a lot. When I think of vegan cooking, I think of like Bosch. And nutritional yeast and shit like that. And I wasn't expecting to be Nooch, I think the kids call it. I just wasn't expecting to find so many that were very delicious and just used all kind of natural stuff. There wasn't really much kind of substitutions or anything in there. Yeah, it's just great.
It's like whole food, isn't it? Like whole, like, yeah, that happens to be vegan.
Yeah, it's just great. I really like that. And I want to cook more from it. But also on the kind of disappointed, sad, we're going to put our sad faces on now. The disappointed one, I would say maybe Nadia Bakes, because it's so upsetting when a baking recipe doesn't go well. Like, it's just because there's no pulling it back. And I think I referenced that time, but it really has scarred me, the time I tried to make a cake for Emmy and it was a mango like buttercream one, and it was in the oven forever and it just wasn't cooked in the middle, and yeah, it like broke, and you've spent all this money and you've spent all this time, and it's just very upsetting. So I don't know, I just think Nadia, yeah, based on that, I love watching Nadia on TV and I find her, you know, really entertaining. But I did, when we were recipe testing recently, Vic and I, for our partnership with Stolen Stitches, and we were thinking about something, hot cross bunny.
Boing, boing.
And I was like trying to think of which cookbook to go to for a kind of base recipe, and I went to Nadia's and I was like, nah. No, Nadia, not today. I'm not going to get burned by you.
No.
No pun intended. So, yeah, that was a disappointing one. What about you? What surprised you the most?
Not cross buns, I'm all right.
Wow.
Also, M&S have at the moment a sandwich in a hot cross bun, and that's just too far for me.
We need to stop this madness. Although I like a new, every Easter there's a new like savoury hot cross bun, which not everyone is down with, but I am. And I saw that, I think there's the more like cheese and Marmite ones out this year. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. So, see, it's always cheese.
Always cheese, yeah.
I think last year Co-op, or the year before, Co-op did like a curry spiced one. Oof. And
don't know about that.
Or maybe there was more like a chai spice. But anyway, I would eat it. I was surprised, as I said in the episode, about Mezcla, because I really wasn't expecting, I think it got a lot of hype, but I was just, I presume the hype was because it was, she's an Ottolenghi protege, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was so surprised, and that has just been it's such a delightful book. I've cooked other bits from it. I finally made the cornbread. Oh. I've made that chicken a few times. It's such a good book.
It's incredible.
I was really surprised by that. And I also was surprised, impressed about how much I loved Dessert Person.
Yes.
Claire Saffitz has single-handedly reignited or ignited an excitement about baking that I didn't really have before.
That's high praise
for me, and I love it. It's a beautiful book. The recipes, they just work, don't they? Like,
yeah,
we were making something for our we were recipe testing and we used her dough and it's just great. Tastes delicious. It works. Like, what she says is going to happen, happens. And, you know, shout out to the dessert person Reddit, because I spend a lot of time on that as well. because it's just, in, you know, it's great to see how people, like, loads of people just cook through her books. And I think that's great.
Yeah. There's one thing on here in dessert person I really want.
No, what do you want to do? What do you want to do from dessert person? Tell me.
The feta zatar flatbread with charred eggplant dip. Oh, great. I came across it again the other day and I was like, oof, why haven't I made that yet in my life?
So good. Some of the, yeah, I think the her savoury recipes in that are great.
Yeah. Oh, she has a focaccia recipe. Why haven't I tried that yet?
Hannah, just, you know, just looking at Hannah's process here.
Sorry.
Of deciding what she's going to make for lunch.
It's just, we've said this before, right? It's so hard because you cook from the cookbook for the episode, and then you get the next cookbook, so that I just put the last one on the shelf, and then whenever you're looking for cooking inspiration, it has to be for the podcast, so it has to be the current book, and sometimes you don't get the time to kind of go back and digest the other book, no pun intended again, and it's I feel like I'm going to enjoy coming back to some of these after remembering them.
But so on that, which ones have you come back to? Is there anything that you've just cooked over and over again?
But this was what I was going to say earlier, is surprisingly, it's Molly Barr's Cook This Book. I have come back to
MB
quite a lot. I know that we want to talk about the recipe that we're going to keep coming back to, but it's the Caesar salad, the sea sal. I've made it so many times because it's just delicious, and I just really enjoy a Caesar salad now. Like, I just think it's great. Have it with like focaccia, and sometimes I'll do like a side of halloumi, and then it depends who I'm making it for, but like, it's just like a great weeknight dinner to me if somebody's coming around. And it, and like, I'll often I make a big focaccia for myself at the weekends or something, and obviously I can't eat it all, so I just freeze what I haven't eaten, and then you just bung that in the oven and heat it up when someone's coming over, make the Caesar salad, and it's just great. I'll like adjust the anchovies depending on who it's for, because some people are really not sure about the anchovies, but also I've made her the black sesame shortbread that's in there, and that is a really great easy recipe that's just impressive, and the shortbread is really crumbly and buttery. It's delicious. And the other thing that I've made a couple of times in there is the labneh banana bread. I think it's like brown butter as well.
Yes.
And yeah, I think it's so interesting actually, because I didn't think that I would, but I've found myself going back
it is interesting because you text me all the time. We text each other all the time. just text
We're
me.
Friends, okay? Back off.
But, and she'll say like, oh, I'm making this, and Molly Bars, I'm making this. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And I like, you know, she's not lying here. She's gone back to it a lot. Particularly that banana bread and, yeah, like you said, the Caesar salad. I went back to it this past weekend after seeing a TikTok, of course. I saw a TikTok of someone making her get well golden soup, chicken soup.
That's right.
Which is in that book. And I was like, I've got chicken thighs in the house.
Chicken thighs in the house.
Oh, boop. And it may have changed my life.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting it. You basically just cook a soup, and it's got rice in it, so it's like a grey. It's kind of supposed to be the consistency of like a grain porridge, like a congee or something.
It's just a variation of a chickeny rice, Vic. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe I am. But it's got loads of turmeric in it, and it's just loads of spring onions.
Nice.
And it's like 10 spring onions, 10 cloves of garlic, chicken thighs, rice, turmeric, water.
Wow. It does sound like it would make you feel better if you're feeling all well.
And then like two juices of two limes go in as well. And it just hit the spot for me.
That's great. Yeah. It's a good book. I still maintain it could have more veggie stuff, because in that vein, because what I make is that what I've made is like pretty easy and delicious. The effort to impact ratio is on point for Molly Baz, that I would love to see that reflected in more veggie stuff from her.
Well, she just announced her new book, right? Coming out later this year.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will have some veggie stuff.
What was the name of it again?
Can't remember, but it's in this beautiful red. Interestingly, we talked a lot about how great that book looks, and I listened to a podcast with her recently that was really interesting, and she was saying that that was one of her main things about that book, about her book, is that she wanted it to look and feel not like a normal cookbook. So she had this like French design architecture company or some shit like design it for her, which is why it feels like such a different vibe. What's it called?
More is more.
That sounds like her, doesn't it?
How do you like it? But in the vein of books we keep coming back to as well, I think, obviously, I'm going to say mezcla here for entertaining. If I want to make like a special dinner special, I will inevitably look through that first. I made the miso butternut gnocchi thing that's in there before, and it was just great. It's just a fantastic book for anyone who like entertain. I think that is the interesting point about it, is that like I probably wouldn't go to it for everyday stuff, but if I'm looking for something impressive to make for someone else, then that would be like my go-to. That's the first one I'm gonna pull off the shelf. Love you, Easter. Happy Easter.
Love you, Easter. Bring another
book out.
One out. We love it.
We need to go to one of her events or her pop-ups or something, because she does a lot and they look great. We do.
She did one in Bristol. It sold out in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, she's got the look. She's got the hype.
Do you know what surprising, you know, recipe that I keep coming back to?
No.
It has become an absolute staple in this house. Is your Anna Jones avocado caper
shut up
herby pasta. We eat it at least once a week.
No way, that's mad.
I love it. I'm maybe a bit obsessed with it. It's just got like, I think you have to have like very good avocados obviously to get that. I love it. It's avocados, capers, lemon, you put basil and some parsley I think in it. It just feels fresh, it feels healthy, it's like a perfect weeknight thing. I love it.
Oh, I need to make that again actually. It's very zingy. It doesn't feel heavy or rich actually. I think I need to make that again. And Anna Jones in general, I need to come back to
too. Me too. I always think it's one of those that I think, oh, I should go and get Anna Jones because I've got whatever vegetables in, and I just don't.
Well, we you know, I was going to say we have time between seasons, but we don't. We'll come back to that later.
We don't.
The hustle never stops. So there weren't any books that we really disagreed on this season, though, were there? Like, I felt like we had similar impressions of everything.
Yeah, I think so, which is interesting because last season we really disagreed on some books, right?
Yeah, like mostly the French ones.
Fall out about it, but yeah.
Well, there was that time we stopped talking for a few weeks, but we won't bring it.
Yeah, but we don't talk about
it. Thank you, La Russe Gastronomique. Tearing us apart.
I feel like we were pretty much aligned on everything,
which was reassuring to me. Like you know with Alia or with Nadia or whatever, that it wasn't just me being shit. It's always nice
shit.
To learn that
it's me that's shit. I wonder if that says, you know, whether that's a greater commentary about modern cookbooks compared to the older ones, that they didn't give a fuck who liked the recipes.
Yeah, that's true.
And how they landed, whereas now they're a bit more kind of universal.
And surely more tested, like more thoroughly tested, right? I think I mentioned before reading about this woman in Wales who tests all the Ottolenghi recipes, but she's just like the last one. They're tested two or three times with two or three other people before they even get to her. It's It's very interesting. And again, my dream job. So if you had to pick
so the
favorite,
big question. Oh yeah.
I beat you.
We didn't practice that bit. A fave. Look, I knew this question was coming and I've thought somewhat about it. I was going to say I thought long and hard about it, but I absolutely haven't thought really long and hard about it. I think it's mezcla or dessert person.
Interesting. But, you know, great.
Mezcla is just, yeah, just an absolute standout for me. I feel like it really, I mean, when we were talking through the books, I wonder if, because we'd had a couple of episodes or a couple of mental episodes, whether it was mezcla or, you know, the mental state we were in.
It's not you, it's mezcla. Two disasters.
It was just so good. But like I said, I have been back to it. I've made that chicken curry a few times. And it's great. I just really like mezcla. And then, like I said, dessert person, I feel like has changed. I really feel like it changed me. It's become a turning point in my life.
Wow.
Dessert person. So I'd like to thank Claire. I'd like to thank Bon Appetit. I'd like to thank
the Academy.
I'd like to thank my parents. Yeah. So that's it. I'm having two. So, and you can't stop me because this is my podcast.
Well, I edit it, so I can just, you know, I can just cut you off at mezcla.
And you?
Oh, in a surprise, you hold on to your seats, listeners. It's going to be a shocker. It was Alison Rowan. No, it's it is mezcla, 100%. I adore the book. I just love it. I love how different it is. I love how exciting and interesting it is. There's still so many things I want to make. I want to get a tortilla press. I want to do all of these things. And that's all because of Easter.
Yeah, I want to make that prawn lasagna that James Acaster loves.
Oh, what a guy. I didn't get to eat it though. I hate that about baking. Well, you bake something for someone. If it's a cake, you can't give it to them with a slice taken out of it. But I made her banana sesame maple cake that's in there. It's like a round one. It's like a round one, except it's round.
it's kind of like a round cake, but it's round,
but it has
baby.
No edges.
It has edges, surely, just no corners.
I have no edges.
It's just a blob.
What a dope. But the people I gave it to said that it was delicious. So it's more of like a puddingy cake than a cakey cake. It's quite soft.
It's like puddingy. It's like round.
Like, you have no idea how many times I edit myself saying the word like out of this podcast. It's the Irish.
I read recently talking about, you know, women. That women say the word like more as a filler because they're so used to being interrupted that by saying like, you just keep talking so no one can interrupt you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's it. I blame the patriarchy for my shit dialogue.
Should we quick fire some awards?
Let's quick fire these awards.
If we were going to give awards out, what would they be shaped like? Would they be kind of circular?
They'd be kind of circular, kind of puddingy, kind of cakey.
I think they'd be shaped like a peanut, a pecan.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if that's the most attractive shape. Kind of looks like a brain or something.
That's a walnut.
We're fast becoming. I'm becoming the Jay-Z Castro of this, and you're the smarter Ed Gamble. There's the French pastry chef Cédric Grolet, who does all these pastries that are, you couldn't even call them pastries, they're like desserts that look like a fruit or a nut or something.
Yeah.
And his videos are actually really good on Instagram. He's a bit of a knob, but you know, when I was doing my pastry thing, everyone talked about him all the time, and people would go on like expeditions to his bakery and stuff. You have to queue outside for ages, and it's like 20 quid for something that's like three bites. But he did one recently that was a pecan, and the filling and everything looked delicious, but ultimately it looked like a pecan. It didn't look that nice. Mm. It didn't have its, you know, golden luster.
Okay. So no pecan awards for these guys.
It would be a cookbook, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, it would be.
Or our faces, like maybe back to back, like our profiles.
My God, I love that. We should get that. When I do you know, I lived in Japan. I don't know if I've mentioned it. But when I was leaving Japan...
He's just doing this because I mentioned my French pastry schooling.
Yeah. Got to get it in. I'm jealous. When I left Japan, one of my students, I was teaching English, one of my students gave me a stamp, like a rubber stamp that they'd made with my face on it. That was my face. I still have it.
I know, because every letter that you send me has it on the envelope. You're acting like this.
I write a lot of letters.
What do you do with that stamp?
I've literally never used it. It's in a box under my bed.
I would use that all the time.
It's quite big. But the thing is, right, I'm very undistinctive looking. Like, you know when you create like a Nintendo Me or whatever?
Yeah.
I've got no distinguishing features. I am like a white woman with a pointy nose, and like I have no and at the same time my friend Hilson was also leaving, and he got a stamp of his face and it looked exactly like him because he's just more defined than me, and I was like, oh. But anyway, I'll dig it out and I'll stamp it for you.
We have to put it on the Instagram. But okay, so these awards, right? There are faces like they're carved into Mount Rushmore. I'm glad we've agreed on that. Great.
Award for the best looking book, Hannah.
Oh shit! This is meant to be quick fire, and I'm not ready. Maybe dessert person, or controversially, Dining In by Alison Roman. Like, it looks really nice and really clean.
It does.
Shame about how it tastes.
Oh!
Sorry! Fired. Don't at me.
Talk about quickfire.
What would you say for that?
Roman got caught in a crossfire.
Yeah, what would you say is the best looking book? Best looking.
Yes, Dessert Person, but also In Praise of Veg.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful book.
I think this speaks to whether I like a lot of like monochrome, and you know, I'm not very good at like wearing color or using color, and you're better at color. And I think for the monochrome gals, it's maybe Alison Roman, and for the color gals, it might be Alice.
Best Bon Appetit alumnus,
Claire Saffitz, hands down.
More than Molly Baz.
Yeah. Yeah. Claire Saffitz is so smart to me and talented that I think she's amazing. Surely she's your BA.
Yeah, she is. She's my BA alumnus of the year.
Your BA. Your BA BA. Disappointment.
Disappointment of the season.
No, not it.
Nadia.
Nadia. Yeah. Yeah, same here. Because
I hate to say it.
Yeah, me too.
It is.
Because if... It would probably be between Alison and Nadia for me, but Alison's worked at the end of the day, right? There weren't any big failures. It was just that maybe there wasn't enough flavour for my liking. Mm. And Nadia's just technically didn't work, which was a shame. Shame, shame.
Yeah.
Shame, 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 shame. Shame. That sucks. Best photography.
That's Alison Roman for me.
Yeah.
I think it's a like, the photography is just perfect. It really like... It speaks to me. It's very aspirational. It's pictures of like the the dinner parties I wish I could have.
True, you know? Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. And the nails you wish you could have, and the New York apartment you wish you could have, and it's Instagrammy.
Yeah,
the Instagrammy goes too.
Which of the season's books are you most likely to give as a gift, or have you given as a gift?
I haven't given any as a gift because I'm not a very nice person, but I think I would have to.
Fair. I think our listeners understand that.
What a wench.
It's a joke.
My brother-in-law or my sister were looking for one for each other, and I recommended East because I know that they love Asian flavors, and they were, when they got it, they were really excited. So I think East is a really good one to give as a gift, and it's accessible. I would be kind of maybe inclined to say mezcla here, but it might be a bit like, I don't know, a bit much for some people or a bit intimidating or something. I think East is like the perfect accessibility level and is inspiring at the same time. So I think I'm going to say East on that one. My girl Mira.
And it's beautiful, right? East is very pretty. And yeah, like I say, accessible.
Have you given any?
Yeah, I gave mezcla to my friend and sister-in-law. Sophie, the same person. That's the same person. I'm saying she's both my friend and my sister-in-law. I gave it to her because she loved that episode, she said, and also when I made the cornbread, from it, she was there and tasted it and really liked it. So I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get that for her in the hope that she can create some lovely things. But I agree about East as well. I think it's a really great book to give, and not intimidating. So
no,
yes,
we don't like intimidating. Actually, can I give a late shout out for photography on?
No,
yeah, I'm gonna do it anyway. How to Eat a Peach, Diana Henry, I think has absolutely beautiful photography as well. I should have said that.
I think also, even though I haven't really seen that book, that to me was the one that, like, a surprising one. That was a kind of standout surprise for me, that it was so good and so innovative and exciting. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, more of that, please, Diana, but more veggie stuff, please. I think that was my only kind of critique. Disaster recipe of the season.
Oh, Nadia, we're back at you with my orange and lemongrass meringue curd tart.
Oh, the picture of that.
It haunts my dreams.
It haunts your dining table, right? That curd could have been so good. Didn't it like ooze out everywhere?
Yeah. Honestly, cleaning that up sucked. That was it for me. How about you? Was it the tiny biscuit shower that you're...
No. Tiny biscuit shower. That's a great band name. Initially, I'm now daydreaming about being showered in tiny biscuits, and I'm okay with it. No, I think mine would be the cauliflower soup from Home Food by Olia Hercules.
Oh.
I just couldn't make it work. Like, the texture was just not there, and the flavour, and the dukkah was fine. I used that on different stuff after, but just the soup itself was it's put me off. It put me off soup for a little bit, to be honest.
Oh, that's not good.
No, so again, you know, I'd love to see. If I put that up on the website actually recently, because you could see it on the Google Books link. You know how sometimes you can preview.
Oh, nice.
So if anyone has made that, please just tell me if you did and if it was good and if I did something horribly wrong, because I'm not about to reattempt anytime soon, but I'd love to know where I went wrong on that one.
You can tell that was bad because you didn't take a photo of it, right? We had to put a picture from the book up on Insta.
Do you know what? I just didn't want to eat it. It just sat in the pot for ages and then it was too long. It's too long in there. So it's such a shame. It's a crying shame.
And finally, to end on a high note,
I don't have an answer prepared for this.
Standout. Well, think of one.
Okay.
What is your standout / favourite recipe of the season? Is it the Caesar salad?
Standout would be, you know, my daily standout, maybe. Is that a thing? I think it might be the bean with roasted onion aioli from Mezclar. That was a great dish. And the egg omelette in that one too. The omelette noodles with the charred red pepper sauce. I've made that since. And I liked it a lot. What's your... Oh, also maybe the Bombay rolls. They're a great one.
Yes. Oh.
My mouth
Yeah, I've made those since.
Have you? I haven't eaten anything today. Why have I done this? I've come on here hungry. Rookie mistake.
Terrible mistake.
What's your
standout? Mine is probably the chicken curry from Mezclar or the potato dumplings from Alice Zaslavsky with the onions and mushrooms in the middle. Not the ones from Home Food. The ones from Alice Zaslavsky's In Praise of Veg, which I've thought about a lot since, because their little dip as well with the like grated tomato and garlic. Great.
Yeah, I want to make them. They're something different, aren't they? I've never made anything like that. What a bunch of gals. Mm. Really. Bravo.
Love them. Thank you, guys.
We love
Round
you.
Round of applause to you all.
Doug is now wagging his tail beside me. He thinks I'm clapping at him. No, you're a boy.
Good job, dog.
No, boy's here. Shall we talk a little bit about...
Shall we rate? What I thought you were going to say then. Let's rate ourselves out of pecans for the season.
No.
Yes, let's talk about what's next. What's next for us? What's next in our journey?
Well, we thought, you know, season one was the list, season two was the women. And we thought, now it's really time.
We're going to ask a Roman with this.
We're going to go to middle-aged white men because we just think they're not getting the platform that they deserve.
Underrepresented chefs.
No.
I've bought Marco Pierre White's back catalogue and we are good to go.
Gordon Ramsay, here we come. That man, honestly. How does he turn up at like the Super Bowl, Gordon Ramsay? How does it, you know, why? Why? How has he got this level? That's another episode.
I have a crush on Gordon Ramsay. That's what I'm going to put. I'm putting out there.
You do not, do you?
I do.
I am actually
Anyway,
shocked.
Let's move on. Season three.
Wow, she wants to swear this one. I would go as far as to say this is the revelation of the season.
We'll put it in the... quote for Instagram.
Yes, season three, sorry. So we want to be freed from the shackles of the theme.
Hannah's dog has come into frame and that's what the little jingling you can hear. Oh, he's getting a little belly rub from Hannah. Season three
is Doug's choice.
It's Doug's choice and he would like the sausage cookbook. Sorry, look, we digress around crushes and around doggies and around sausages. We are going themeless for season...
Themeless underwear.
Season three themeless.
Oh my God.
We are going to try a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Bish, bash, bosh. Also,
Well, we won't be doing any Bosch cookbooks.
Working title, yeah, the themeless season.
And the season is, yeah. Hannah is literally crying.
Why that's really tickled me, sorry. I mean, I was going to call it the wild card season, but I really like theme.
Hannah's losing it. And Doug is losing it. We're all losing it.
Which is so excited for season three.
Season three. So, yes, we are going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're still obviously going to be doing cookbooks. But we're going to kind of...
We're going to do the secret.
Pick some for each other. We're gonna keep a secret.
No, we're going to do the book, The Secret. It's just like, we're just really opening up the this is a terrible joke and I'm going to move on. We thought
we're manifesting.
We could have some fun with this. So take nominations from you guys for like maybe fun or like vintage ones that you've seen. We're probably gonna force each other to do some ones, do like a choice. Hannah's choice. Yeah. And
couple of little challenges, maybe.
Maybe a drinks book. It's gonna be fun, yes, guys. And it's not like when your manager at work says that something's gonna be fun. Because that is ultimately a lie.
This is not a team building icebreaker.
What's your fun fact that you say about yourself at those things? That you fancy Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah. No, it's that I often say that I, when I was like 10, I got to the national championships of Kim's Game. Do you know what that is?
No.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know that game where you have a tray of stuff and you have to remember what's on the tray and then they cover it off and you have to say what that is.
You got to the national championship for that.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realise we were in the presence of, you know, celebrity, royalty, gaming royalty.
What do you say?
I don't like peas.
Do you not like peas?
A lie. It used to be, I didn't used to like peas and now I like them, but I've just stuck to it as my fun fact because it's punchy and it generally, I don't know, just gets the spotlight off of me very quickly.
Okay. Yeah, fair, or, fair.
You know, it depends on the crowd. I might say, I'm a qualified pastry chef.
Yeah. that's an all right one.
Depends how much of a wanker I'm okay with sounding. Thank you all so much for joining us on this beautiful journey.
Sorry about this degradation into chaos towards the end of this episode.
Show us your tips.
Tell us your...
We're going to go now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
But thank you for sticking with us this season, and I hope you'll stick with us for season 3, which is going to be better than it sounds. I promise.
It's going to be great. I'm really excited for this.
I know, I'm excited too, but I feel like we haven't, because we're going themeless, I think we're not going to, we can't wrap it up tightly in a bow like we could with the previous two. So, let's just go. We'll be back. And also, we'll be back really soon, as in very soon, because nobody's having a baby. Nobody needs any time out right now.
No, we're both in, there's no more episodes.
We're in, but as you can tell, we're both in great mental states. So, off we go. Choo-choo! All aboard the season 3 train.
We love you all, and thank you very much. And see you thank soon!
You. See you for season 3!
Bye!
Bye!
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Cookbook Circle. If you enjoyed it, please do subscribe and leave us a review as it helps others to find us. You can see how recipes from this episode turned out on our Instagram at Cookbook Circle. And if you make anything from the books we talk about, don't forget to tag us. See you next time. Bye!